right now, I'd like to be in that convertible Roush Mustang cruising over to
Four Corners.
That's where you go today?
Across the Navajo Reservation with the top down, out of the sky, blaring as loud as that stereo system could fire it up. Hair a-blowing, sunglasses, just, I'd be so cool. And I'm not saying how fast I'd be going. But everything would be in my rearview mirror, I promise you that. Good morning, y'all. Broadcasting live this morning, having a little bit of fun out at Sanderson Ford. Now, I'm telling you, they got a lineup of Roush Mustangs lined up in front of me that's got me drooling all over the microphone. We might even short-circuit the broadcast board this morning. Right now, we're going to invite a special friend in because of things that are going on up in the sky. One of our favorite guests, Dr. Sky. Good morning, sir.
What's the point of today?
Did he get in his Mustang? Did he take off?
Well, while we bring in Dr. Sky, today's lineup at the 8 o'clock hour, we have Greg Peterson, the urban farmer, will be joining us here live to talk about all things landscape garden, their fruit tree program going on. He has a vision of putting enough fruit trees planted in the urban route that the city could feed itself.
Nice.
Locally.
Nice.
So quite a visionary there. He'll be joining us and taking your calls. 9 o'clock, Jennifer's in studio, and we'll be talking with
interior
designers.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared of interior design. A lot of people don't do anything inside their house because they're scared to touch the Navajo white that's plastered all over the walls. Or we're going to talk you through your fear at 9 o'clock.
And then 10 o'clock will be our open hour line, all things home improvement related. It'll be your opportunity to get on the line. That's 1-888-767-4348 for the entire broadcast. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Emails can be sent to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
As well,
and text to 411-923.
As well, if you've we got Amber Alert going on today, pretty important stuff. So if you miss something you want to hear, you can catch everything on the website, rosieonthehouse.com. We have Dr. Sky back on.
Very good. Talking super mooning.
Good morning, Dr. Sky. There's we're not hearing.
Since you are the expert on super mooning, I wanted to talk to Dr. Sky about the super moon that's occurring in the evenings here over the course of this weekend. I think it hits its zenith either Monday morning or Tuesday morning. We'll get Dr. Sky on to visit with us about the accuracy of that. But super mooning, Romy, tell me what you know about super mooning as a young man.
I think you're confusing me with my brother.
No. If you ever drove into Phoenix, coming south on I-17, and as you got to the Table Mesa Road overpass and saw a lineup of white butts hanging over the handrail to greet you to the Valley of the Sun.
Welcome to the Valley of the Sun. Here's a moon.
I have it on credible evidence. I can name that welcoming party.
I will say, too, I'm the only person I know of that's got a photograph taken from a helicopter of the city of Phoenix being mooned from the top of the Torvia Castle.
Yes, the Torvia Castle did get was a mooning launch pad. Yes, it was. Oh, so we have this super moon occurring this weekend. The other thing that I was particularly interested in visiting with Dr. Sky about was the Mars Society, because Obama has said he would like NASA to stay engaged with their mission of reaching Mars by the 2030s, okay? And it's an incredible journey.
Don't we already have a Mars rover there now?
Well, the NASA mission is to have bodies on Mars. And it's the reading I've done on
live bodies.
Live bodies, not
breathing
robots.
People. Okay.
Breathing people. And I tell you what, it's quite a journey, but they've compressed the time down to the amount of time it takes to travel to Mars. And what they have to do is they have to wait for the Mars window, because in all the planetary orbits as they orbit. There are times, as in the supermoon we're seeing right now, there are times Earth is closer to other orbital objects in the galaxy. So you have to wait until Mars gets as close to Earth as possible, and then you launch. And you have like about a 24-month window to get the launch done, or you have to wait another set amount of time. So you got the Mars window that you have to shoot for. And my question is, you know, I was a child, and I saw the space program firsthand. When the space program was getting started, we would sit in front of the TV as a family, sometimes as an entire neighborhood, to watch each launch in color on NBC with the NBC color tail peacock. And we would track every mission almost minute by minute in real time. It was absolutely fantastic. And I could see a lot of benefit that we have derived from our mission to get to the moon. I have no idea what that costs.
So 2030, get to 14 years.
Get to. They're saying by the 2030s. So it could be 20, it could be.
14 to 24 years?
Yeah, right.
So would you
$450 billion. How many schoolroom lunches is that?
Hang on. How long will that take Trump to raise that? Well, that's $1 million a month.
Hillary's the faster fundraiser. I would check with Hillary. She might be able to get it faster than Donald John. $450 billion. How many school teachers could we give just a little bitty tiny raise? Just a little one. Just a little raise. I'm sorry the connection with Dr. Sky isn't working this morning, because I want, and we'll get him back on, because I want to hear the answers to these questions. I wanted to challenge him because I know he's heavily engaged in the you know.
Are we due a full moon before next Saturday?
Well, no, I think that's the supermoon that's tonight or
is
tomorrow
it tonight?
Night. Yeah. Did you notice it last night?
You know, I did not. We had some big projects and a lot of things going on at the house, doing a big yard sale. I didn't even have time to.
It's so close to us that it actually appears 15% larger than average and 30% brighter than average. So this is as close as it's going to get for like another 30 or 40 years. So this is a great opportunity to get out there and get your binoculars and get as close a look as you're going to get for a long, long time. Mars. Would I go? No.
I know. I no desire here either. Not even
I can't get in an airplane seat and sit still and be happy for 45 minutes. I don't know how I'd do it for 18 months or however long the journey's going to take. At one time it was 3 years, but they've got it down from that. And your cousin, my nephew, is working on the space capsule that you'll actually ride in at SpaceX. Why don't we let private enterprise get us to the Mars? You know, if there's so much financial benefit to doing this,
let the private sector take
it. Why don't we let the private sector take it and redirect this money? Now, $450 billion, that's over the next 20 years. That's not a one-time lump sum, okay? And that's only about 1% of the total national budget.
And
okay,
just like in a construction project, that's the startup number.
Well,
they're going to get started, and it's going to be double that.
Well, there is actually a website called Mars Society that has the number as low as $30 billion. Okay, but that's baloney. NASA can't even serve a breakfast of oatmeal and bananas for $30 billion, much less get to Mars. Rosie on the house. Y'all stay tuned. We're having a lot of fun here this morning.
Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.